Good morning again, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, here we are. It's the first day of November. And today, throughout the world, the church celebrates this solemnity, which means it's the highest feast we can have. Christmas is a solemnity. Easter is a solemnity. We have this solemnity of All Saints to begin this month of November. And I love this time of year. There's really not a time of year I don't like, but this is a real exciting time of year. We have Thanksgiving 3 weeks from today. When the 1st of November falls on a Thursday, we have the earliest Thanksgiving we can possibly have, so we don't have to wait long for that. And then, of course, the great season of Christmas, right? And all of that, and then the beauty of snow and stuff like that, right? So all of that is coming. All of that is coming as we wrap up this year 2018 in the next couple of months. So let's not let this year 2018 pass us by. All right. So let's take in these last 2 months fully. Now, for those of you who like history, and some of you do, I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it, but there are people that really, really like history. You may wonder from time to time how did we get All Saints Day today? Well, actually, this day has been celebrated since the 300s, all right? So a long time ago in the 4th century. But it was celebrated on May 13th, and it was called All Martyrs' Day. All Martyrs' Day in the 300s. So instead of November 1st, everybody got together on May 13th and celebrated the feast day of all the martyrs, all those who died for Jesus. And then it was in the 8th century that Pope Gregory IV, moved today to November 1st. Go away, you can go right in there, Peggy. That door is open and I got a bathroom in there. So it was in the 9th century, about the year 840, that this was moved from May 13th to November 1st and called All Saints Day. So that's the little history, about 1800 years and a couple different dates. Why are we here today? We are here today on All Saints Day because saints are essential to the life of the church. And we as Catholics call it the communion of saints. That's a particularly Catholic statement and a particularly a Catholic belief, to believe in the communion of saints. We're going to stand and pray the creed in a little bit, and we say right in that creed, we believe in the communion of saints, with the Holy Spirit and all of that. The communion of saints, those saints in heaven not only pray for us, but they're also a great model for us. We all hope to be saints. And that's why we begin this month of November with All Saints Day, because November is also a month of remembering our dead in a particular way. Tomorrow is All Souls Day. This weekend, we're going to have our remembrance mass at all the masses. We're going to remember and we're going to pray, especially this weekend, for all of our family members, all of our parish family members who died in the last year. We're going to see their picture and we're going to think of them and pray for them. We pray for our dead, and we're also, if you can, visit the grave of your loved ones this month. That grave is a sign of hope. That's what the funeral liturgy tells us, right in its prayer. It's a sign of hope that promises resurrection, even as our mortal bodies go in that grave. It's still a sign of hope. So we often go to those graves. Now, when we talk about the saints as models, what I want to think about today is how saints are people who wait. All right? Saints are people who wait. Our world today gives us a recipe for happiness that we ought to have instant gratification. And the Beatitudes, which I just read, tell us that God doesn't think the way we think. God has a formula for happiness that involves suffering. Blessed are those who suffer. Jesus said, those who suffer are happy. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are those who wait for the kingdom of God. And so I want us to think about that. The world tells us that we ought to have happiness through instant gratification, and the Bible tells us that happiness comes through waiting for the future of heaven. And whatever we experience here today, saints see it in the present, in the context of heaven for the future. When we come to Mass, when we pray, prayer is waiting. Future saints are people who wait. We wait for what's coming in the next life, the kingdom of heaven. So I want us to remember that. Sometimes we don't like to wait, but remember the saints wait. When we come into a Catholic church, we see our two most greatest saints, Mary, the greatest saint we have, Saint Joseph. You always see these statues when you walk into a Catholic church. Just think about how they waited, how they believed, how they trusted in the present day for the future to come. And so that is my thought for you today. As we wait for the rest of 2018 to occur, we wait for an even longer goal, and that is the end of our life, the kingdom of heaven. Be patient, my dear people, with being people who wait for the future of heaven. That is what the saints teach us.